Microsoft experienced a DMARC failure. Data breach notifications landed in spam folders. Recently, Microsoft users received data breach notification emails, which were erroneously marked as spam by Microsoft's own security tools. The suspicion arose because these emails requested critical account information, included a link that did not clearly associate with Microsoft, and had incorrectly implemented DMARC. Microsoft, known for its cybersecurity transparency, failed to adhere to essential email authentication practices. Cybersecurity specialist Kevin Beaumont highlighted this issue on LinkedIn, advising users to check email logs for messages from MB support at theratemicrosoft.com. He pointed out that a breach by Russia affected customer data, but Microsoft bypassed its standard breach notification process. Notifications were sent directly to tenant admins via email instead of being posted on the portal, leading many to end up in spam folders. Beaumont emphasized the importance of reviewing all emails since June due to the breach's widespread impact. Thanos Fraknos, another cybersecurity consultant, noted that many of his clients mistook the breach notifications for phishing attempts because the emails lacked ESPF and DK, IAM authentication. The URL in the emails was hosted on a basic Azure Power App with a simple DVSSL certificate from a trusted C, a further raising suspicion. Beaumont also mentioned on Mastodon that over 500 organizations flagged these emails as phishing attempts and sent them to sandboxes. The article also explains DMARC, which relies on SPF and DKIM to authenticate emails. SPF verifies the sender's IP address, while DKIM uses cryptographic signatures to ensure message integrity. DMARC policies dictate how to handle emails failing SPF or DKIM checks, with options to monitor, quarantine, or reject such emails. DMARC reporting provides domain owners with feedback on email authentication, including aggregate and forensic reports, helping improve email security practices.